Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Welcome to our show tonight. Our show is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you all are doing fine tonight. Well, we have two special guests. Two of our own members will be giving you words of encouragement for Mother's Day. And we are going to go ahead and bring them on so we can hear what they have to say, give them enough time to speak, and hear their encouragement that they have for us tonight. Let us introduce Miss Mandy Walker and Jeanette Miles. Will you please come on the air?
Good evening. This is Jeanette.
Hello out there to all of you in Radio Land. My name is Mandy Walker of Decatur, Georgia, and I want to thank you for tuning in to our gospel show tonight. Thanks to Mary Hollis, our director, for encouraging us to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Our prayer is that you will receive a word from God that would bless you and help you to have a closer walk with God as a widow in this world of turmoil. We are encouraging mothers on our Mother's Day weekend that is coming up. We offer faith, hope, and encouragement that is everlasting through inspirational scriptures for the Mother's Day in 2011. All scriptures are quoted from the King James Version. I have been a widow since 2004. It was very hard the first few years to cope with being alone and making decisions and just living a normal life without my spouse. I was feeling sorry for myself and worrying, why me, Lord? Then I remembered that God said in his word in the book of Isaiah 41:10, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." His word also from Proverbs 3:5 encourages us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto our own understanding. You see, I didn't understand anything about being a widow, but I trust in God. You know, my sister, sometimes we get sad and lonely seeing other couples together, causing us to reminisce on when we had that relationship with our spouse. But guess what? God said, "I will be your mother for you. I will be your father for you. I will be everything that you need." So we trust him and we believe in that. We are hoping that all of you will get encouraged. Our husbands and anything we think we need so that we better be partners, we can have them from God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Oh, God, hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 states that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and righteous runneth into it and is safe. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Now, let me encourage you in this way. Always keep yourself busy during time and doing things you enjoy. For example, a few things that keep me going is getting involved in some kind of activity, be it church, recreation, etc. Keep the mind busy. I believe the Bible said it like this: keep your mind on these things, peace, joy. We think about love and happiness, because in our mind is the devil's workshop, and we don't want to give the devil any time to try to confuse our minds and take us off the path that God have led us to believe. Now, there's a few scriptures you might want to take a note of, and you can read them later on as you are studying your word and letting God minister to your heart. in Psalms 27 and 13, you, us widows, can believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is going to take care of us. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So in Philippians 4 and 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4 and 19, God will supply all of our needs. Be encouraged, my sisters. God loves us and he wants us to love each other. And we are to encourage other widows that are coming into our group and to let them know how God had brought us from such a long way, and if he did it for them, for me, he will do it for them. As I close, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But as you know, we have no experience in widowhood, but God will show us the way. He will show us what we need to know, because nothing happens unless God allows it to happen to us. And we have to believe in our hearts and have the faith and to keep God first in our hearts to know that if he makes a decision, the decision is the right one. Because he made a choice to take our husband to live with him, and he left us down here to do the work that he created us to do, which is to be an encouragement to other widows, to be disciples, to try and help win souls to Christ. So let us continue to focus on God, focus on his word, and focus on the fruit of the Spirit. And if we dress up with the fruits of the Spirit, we'll be all right. We show peace, love, joy, happiness. God loves the praise of his people. And we have to praise him because you know what? He made us to praise him. And when praises go up, blessings come down. So be encouraged, my mother. Be encouraged that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you because he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. When you feel like giving up, remember why you held on so long in the first place. And that was because you love God and you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And we trust in him, study his word, keep our mind stayed on God, everything will be all right. And a mother is so precious. You know, God gives us our mothers, and we are to adore our mothers. We are to praise them and take care of them because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to use that agape love, the love that no one can give better than God. And Proverbs 3 and 5, it states that trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, sometimes we may be guilty of trying to understand something without going to God, but we need to go to God at all times and make sure that we get it right. He also told us, my mothers and my sisters, to study his word to show ourselves the truth. And we are doing just that. God is a good God. And you know what? Psalms 37 and 28 tells us that the saints are preserved forever. So we know we're in his home. He has our back. Also, Psalms 37 and 4 tells us to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. So, my sisters, when you are feeling alone and Satan is trying to put some things in your mind that shouldn't be, just remember, God is our King. God is our King of kings and our Lord of lords. And God, only God, can take care of us the way we need to be taken care of. And I would like to close by saying keep the faith, be blessed, and have a happy and blessed Mother's Day, in the name of Jesus. Now, our sister's going to come on, and she's going to tag on to this. So be blessed, my sister.
Amen. Well, I greet. Thank you. Thank you, Mandy. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. This is Jeanette Miles from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I would like to just emphasize, I love the word that you use, joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And what I love about the joy is that it's not contingent upon our circumstances, but it's contingent upon Him. And in Him we know that we can trust. And what I love about that is it tells us in Acts 17 and 28 that in Him not only can we trust, but in Him we live, move, and have our being. And a mother is a teacher and an instructor. And I love the fact that you talked about that, Mandy, and as we are approaching this very special day, that we are nurturers. And as such, it's important to remember that as a widow, that our only responsibility is to continue to be a mother, to not to try to take the place of the father, but to understand that our children still have a father that is present. But I would like to just share with you that there's a scripture that really ministered to me, and it's talking about Lazarus when they told Jesus that Lazarus was dead, and Jesus' response was, "This is not unto death." And I believe that what we have to realize is that the transition of our husbands, and I like to use that term because that's something the Holy Spirit gave me, was opposed to saying death, it's a transition, because those of us that are in Christ, we only go from life to eternity, and that this is not unto death, but unto life, and that we have to learn to live in the midst of this, that God knew our destiny at the time before we were formed in our mother's womb. And we are not here by coincidence or by accident, but by divine order. And He said in His word that all things do work together for our good. And what He told me about that is it does not mean that everything that happens in our life is good, but He does say that it will work together for our good. And what I love about the ending of that passage of Scripture is it also works according to His purpose. And we know what God's purpose is in our lives, that we prosper and be in health. He would that we choose life and have it more abundantly. And something that I learned, too, was in Haggai, we find in Haggai 2 and 7 that after everything had been, the exile had occurred, and you feel this place of emptiness because your spouse is not there. And I was married for 21 years in covenant, so I understand the value of a covenant marriage and relationship. But I also understand that God is a God that rebuilds, and He's more than able to restore to us all that the canker worms have eaten up in regards to that. But He has conquered death in the grave, including the transition of our husband. So we're not to die, but we're to live and to have life more abundantly. And what I love about that in Haggai is He says, "I'll fill this house with glory." And what I have found is that the word glory is translated authority. And when we allow God to rebuild us and we acknowledge that all things are working together for our good and that what has happened to us is not unto death but unto life, His authority can then rule and reign in our lives. And I don't know, but I love the Old Covenant and the Old Testament in regards to Genesis 2:10. And I hope that you'll take opportunity to sit in a still place with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to speak to you as He spoke to me. But I'd like to share something concerning that scripture. And it was a word that He gave to me shortly after my husband's transition. And what I love about it in Genesis 2:10 is it's talking about a river that was split apart. And oftentimes when our husbands are transitioned, we find a separation, a place where we are dismembered. But in that, these rivers were converging and diverging, meaning that they were going in different directions. And there was this upward level of the water that was going. And what He showed was that it was expanding. And I believe that when we realize that though there is this separation in the natural from our spouse, God has not left us nor forsaken us. And He has still purpose in our lives. And He wants to expand His assignment in our lives. He wants to take us to places that we've not been before, and He wants us to have healthy new experiences. And I love that Mandy talked about you find those things that you can be productive. I like to use the word productive and busy because there's always an outcome in my life. I have found productivity through journaling, which is an awesome opportunity to sometimes end up recording your thoughts and your pains and maybe even your anger if we're really honest with ourselves. But what I have also found is that it's an excellent opportunity to capture God's voice. It's then that I find that he speaks, and that was a productive thing for me to do in my immediate transition of my husband, was to record all of those feelings that I had. And I also found that it's productive to seek that support that you need, that godly support that can reinforce the Word of God in your life. Find that counselor or find that pastor or that person that is in the Word that will cover you and speak the Word of God into you. But most importantly, I found that it's always important to know that God has a purpose in your life, and everything and all things are working together, and that we must learn to live. And we're not here by coincidence. We're here because he has an assignment for us. And that assignment began before we were conceived in our mother's womb, and it has not ended because of our husband's transition. But what we have opportunity to do is to reestablish ourselves and to take Daddy as our husband. And the word husband means band around the home. And when you embrace him as a band around your home, there is fullness of joy. And again, that joy that Mandy spoke of that we find referenced in Philippians 4 and 4 is that joy, again, that's not contingent upon what exactly is going on, but upon who I am. And when you recognize who you are in Christ and the value that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in us and that he has not forsaken us, and that he has a destiny in our lives, and that he is wanting us to recognize that he has called us and that he wants us to worship him. And that's a way that I've found to be productive, is to really find a secret place, that behind-the-veil place. A lot of times we like to stay in the outer court because it's kind of safe there. Sometimes you might even tread into the inner court, but I would admonish you to find that secret place, that place behind the veil where it's been torn, where you're intimate with God, and to allow Daddy and you and Daddy to lay together until there's conception, the conception of the rebirth of who you are and his purpose in your life. You might even find it through continuing your education. That was one way that I found to be productive, was finishing my education and continuing on, and recognizing that education does not secure anything, but it definitely positions me for those other things that he has called in my life. And those are things that you can do to be productive. And when you have small children, I think investing in your children and being there and being a quality mother in regards to having a balance in the home and ensuring that the word is being hidden in their heart, that they might know him in a very intimate way. But it's productivity, and I love the fact that she talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and what I love about becoming intimate with God is that those fruits, others can come and take of those fruits, but they still remain with you. And I think that this is a wonderful time for us as widows to be able to develop those fruits and allow them to become ripened, that others might take of them. And even in reference to in the times that we're living in now, there's such a growing, I think, acknowledgement of widowhood with the current wars that are going on and the loss in families, that we can learn that the fruit that I can develop can become fruit for someone else, that their lives may be enriched because of the fact that I recognize that it's not by coincidence, and we can ask God why, and he's never offended by why. But I would encourage you to not stop at why, but asking, why not me? And I think sometimes we get so consumed with ourselves that we wonder, why me, why me? But God may look at us and say, why not you? Because he sees attributes and he sees what we cannot see. And he says that he'll put no more upon us than we can bear. And I know that there are moments that we feel like, God, this is more than I can handle. But what I found is that that's when I find him, and he strengthens me, and he gives me laughter, and he gives me joy, and it's an honor to be a widow. And the scripture as it was opened up is a widow indeed. And that's one that has the character of Christ and the attributes of God. And I think that as widows, that's what we should strive to exemplify, the character and the attributes. Because although you're separated from your husband in regards to transition, you have an opportunity to continue to live and to go in a new and converging and diverging direction that he has destined for you and for you alone. So my encouragement to you is find that secret place, find that place of worship, journal, record your every thought and allow him to speak to you and record his voice. And remember to just be a mother. Be that nurturer and teacher. And recognize that the Father is still present in the home. He has not left you. And he has not forsaken your children. And that all things do work together for our good. And ultimately for his purpose. And that's to the glory of God, is that his purpose is always prevailing in us and in the earth, because we are his ambassadors. And I think it's important to remember that we are his ambassadors and to hide ourselves in him, and he will show himself through us, because it is in him that we live and move and have our very being.
Yes.
So we're approaching this awesome day of motherhood, an honor that we can carry life within us. It is a privilege to be able to celebrate. And in the absence of, maybe we may not get the flowers that we deserve from our husband in the natural, that our husband, who is still the band around the home, is acknowledging us and he's providing for us, and that he will honor us. And when God honors us, it's quite an honor. And I've had many experiences with an honor from God. And so I would encourage you to take opportunity to celebrate your motherhood and live life and have it more abundantly. Have some healthy new experiences and find out what it is that he predestined for you before the foundations of the earth, because he has not altered his plan or changed his mind concerning you. And be encouraged. Be encouraged. How about you, Mandy?
Yes, I would like to encourage and thank all the mothers that are on the line tonight also to be encouraged. And as we encourage others, we are being encouraged also by them. And the best way of encouragement I can think of is to look how God took on our sin, because he loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son to die for us so that we would have a right to the tree of life. So we are special in God's eyesight, and he deserves nothing but the best. I enjoy our widow's ministry, and Mary have been such an inspiration to me and members. It's just a good thing to be in, that coming together and fellowshipping one with another. Because we are, after all of God's children. And he wants us to live in harmony and peace and love, that agape love. And for our mothers, I know my mother is in glory, but I still enjoy the spirit that I had with my mother. And now that our daughters are mothers, all the mothers out there, we even have mothers that, single mothers that don't have a bed in a home, we're asking God to bless them also and may they have a happy and blessed Mother's Day this year. Let's keep each other in prayer. Let's love each other and always know that God gets all the glory. If I may, I have just a little bit of a poem here. It talks about God's children, and we are God's children.
Yeah, Miss Mandy. Miss Mandy.
If I have time?
2 minutes.
Are they quiet?
Well, in that 2 minutes, Mandy, I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Miss Mandy?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to read your poem?
Oh, okay, okay, yes. Mm-hmm. It says, here's a riddle. It's about God's children. In what kind of family can you have brothers and sisters who are not related by birth? In other words, they do not have the same mother, and they can even grow up at the same time without ever knowing each other's name. As strange as it sounds, there is such a family. In this verse, which is Matthew's the 12th chapter and the 5th verse, Jesus explains his idea of a family, his spiritual family, which is where we are. God's spiritual family has people in it from all over the world, men and women, boys and girls, who have obeyed God and have trusted in Christ as their Savior. Although Jesus was raised in a family with parents, brothers, and sisters, his spiritual family includes those who obey God. No matter how big or how small your family is, if you are a Christian, you also have a spiritual family with so many members that you can never count them. God is our Father. I want to thank all of you for tuning in with us tonight, and God bless you. Thank you, Mary. Keep up the good work. In the name of Jesus.
And thank you so much, Ms. Mandy and Jeanette, for that word of encouragement. I just want to read this from Hebrew, the NIV version, Hebrew 10:24. Think of ways to encourage one another to outbursts of love and great and good deeds. And Ms. Mandy and Jeanette, you have displayed that tonight, encouraging us with your love and sharing us in ways. And the scripture that you use, many of the, I can't even list them all because, but there were so many, but that I cherish so much is joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes,
we need to find ways to keep that joy in our life. Not to be overcome by sadness. And the other verse was trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We must trust in him regardless of whatever we may be going through. And I just wanted to, before the we only have one more minute, less than 1 minute to go on our show, thank you again, Ms. Mandy and Jeanette, for that wonderful words of encouragement to us for Mother's Day. And I hope all of you will have a wonderful day. Let your children, your friends, or whoever pamper you and enjoy each moment of it. Because God, like he said, honor widows that are widows indeed. Also, you can be honored as mothers. And I know that you have been great mothers to your children and everyone else that you have been mothers to. Just enjoy that day because it's your day. And be blessed. And I'm sure God will let his light so shine on you. So we have had a great show tonight, and just wanted you to know that each night, each Tuesday of this month, we will have someone else to come on the air and give you some words of encouragement or information that will help you in every way. So we love you, and God bless you, and have a happy Mother's Day. And tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great night.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. But I've
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that He favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is He that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did.